Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please.
When my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for news, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, let's try this again. Sage, are you there, honey? Oh, that's weird. What? I wonder what happened.
Hello, hello.
That was weird. I was like... That was really weird. I was doing the whole intro to the show. Okay, everybody, let's do this again. You've tuned into Webcammy with Sammy and Sage. I am your host, Miss Sammy Brooks, and I have with me the most beautiful, lovely, and gracious friend of mine, Miss Sage Montana. And we've been gone for a couple weeks, and we are back, and I am so glad we are because we have an amazing show tonight with an amazing guest. Miss Chelsea Ray will be joining us in about 20 minutes, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that because it's going to be one heck of a freaking show, just saying. So, My beautiful darling, how have you been?
Fabulous. How have you been doing? How are you feeling?
I'm You know what? I'm doing okay. The boobies are still a little fucked up, but that's all right. I know, right? But that's okay. I'm gonna get these titties figured out sooner or later. You know, third time's the charm, right? Isn't that how it works? Supposed to be third time a charm. Hopefully this will be the last surgery. Well, Furby says it's going to be the last surgery. Otherwise, he's just going to fire me. Okay. I know, poor Furby. He has to go through so much. You know, Lord forbid, I'm the one doing the surgery. All right. So we're going to talk about webcamming, obviously. And tonight's topic, I wanted to bring up the webcamming rules, because for some reason cam models are still not following the rules, and this is pertaining to StreamMate. So all of you cam models out there that listen or come back and listen to the show, and you're on other websites like MyFreeCams or Chatterbait or all these other token sites, tonight's topic is literally pertaining to StreamMate. So there's completely different set of rules for StreamMate as there is for these other token sites, because StreamMate's not a token site, and StreamMate completely treats their models totally different than these other little token sites do. So on that note, before we bring on Miss Chelsea, let's get into this great topic, because I think it's something that a lot of models really need to learn: the rules. Rules, rules, rules. Yes, we have them. We are cam models. We have rules for webcamming. And for a lot of models, and Sage, for you, what I find is amazing, because you have a physical studio, so you can regulate your models a lot easier than us that have virtual webcam studios. So for you, and I know we've talked about this previously, but let's bring this up again. Do you have a separate handbook than what StreamMate does for their cam models?
My models follow the exact same rules every model on StreamMate follows. The only additional rules that we have, you know, would be like our building security. I know StreamMate has a no drug and alcohol policy, which I really don't think that they really push it in ways that they could, but we do here.
Right.
But otherwise, my girls follow those same rules. It's easier for me to regulate if I hear about one of my models speaking ill about another one. You know, it's very easy for me to regulate by simply suspending them. I know it's a lot harder for a StreamMate to do that with having so many models to regulate, so...
Right, and that's one of the things where it's so hard for StreamMate to regulate all the models that are doing something wrong. And one of the ways that a lot of models get in trouble, which I've experienced this, I know you've experienced this, where we have a hater that's a fellow cam model that takes a screenshot of something, especially when you're brand new and you're popular, you get freaking cam models that screenshot what you're doing. And if you're brand new and you haven't read the model handbook, which I'm about to get to in a second, if you haven't read the model handbook, your ass can be suspended. And if this is your only job, you are going to be hating life if you don't have a paycheck coming in. Just saying.
Oh,
and so models, just saying, for you models out there that do not work under a studio, it's very, very simple. This is all you have to do. And you know, if you do work under a studio still, you need to talk to your studio owner and, you know, figure out where this performer manual is. And you should know where it is, because when you sign up as a cam model, like when I first signed up with StreamMate, even though I signed up under a studio, I read every little tab that was on the performer dashboard. And for some reason, some cam models just don't do it. And for those cam models that are, you know, signing up directly by themselves, you seriously should be looking at all those little tabs on your performer dashboard. You just go to support, and then you click on the performer manual, and then you click on getting started. And then you'll see another little picture that says do's and don'ts. And if you're not clicking on those do's and don'ts, oh, boy, you got some serious trouble. seriously. Just saying, because there's so many things that models are still doing wrong, because I'm still stalking cam models for us to have on the show. And if I click on a cam model that I haven't seen before, I'm like, oh, this is a new cam model. Let me check him or her out, or a couple or whatever. And if I see them doing something in free chat that they're not supposed to be doing, I'm just like, oh, they obviously didn't read the freaking cam model handbook. Or they could have came from one of the token sites where you're allowed to do everything in free chat, which,
right,
by the way, is a big no-no. Big no-no on Stream8. Just saying.
Yep.
So what, for you, what do you think one of the biggest problems that you see with cam models are still doing, even though they know they have rules?
Selling their Snapchat. I think that's like the biggest.
Probably, deal?
I'm not, yeah, I see it a lot in panty, selling panty. I mean,
that
I see it
so
across the board.
Funny.
I try to be as cool as I can with my models, and if I see them doing it, I'll let them know, hey, I'm warning you, if I see it or the website sees it, I'm going to suspend you, or the site will, and if the site does it, they're probably going to suspend you a lot longer than I am. So they usually end up, you know, taking the offer down or not saying it, but I think where a lot of girls fall short is they forget Stream8 can read your email. So if you tell a customer to email you for Skype or for your Snapchat or whatever, the minute, it's like saying Skype or Snapchat online is like saying bomb in the airport, because I
seriously
swear they go and read your email, and the minute you've acknowledged a customer that used one of those words in your email, you're going to be suspended. Like, I've had girls get suspended by Stream8, and I'm like, the model wants proof that she said anything about it in her show, and I'll get a copy of the email. And they'll be like, she didn't say it in her show, she said it in her email. Rules are rules. Okay.
Right. But it's total common sense. I mean, you, especially with, like I said earlier, you have a physical studio. So with you, you let the girls know, like, these are the rules. You don't, you know, you screw up, this is your consequences. But with all the models that sign up, you know, directly through the website, and they don't take the time to read those, you know, with some, I'd say 80% of cam models that don't get in to the front page, they don't technically get caught for doing half of what they do because of the fact that they're not on the front page and they're not as popular as other cam models, which, you know, kind of sucks, but it's still at the end of the day, they should still totally go and take the time, read the handbook, you know, the online manual, and if you have questions, just, you know, like, tweet one of us, ask us. Say, hey, what's going on? Why did I get suspended? Because as we know, Stream8 does not have the great contact support when it comes to asking questions. Their online support does suck. Stream8, if you're listening, your online support still sucks. Totally.
Yeah.
For models that that need to talk to a human. Like, there's no online or no, like, contact for these models, which totally sucks balls. Because I know with other websites, you've got instant online chat, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with tons of other webcam sites. So Stream8, that is definitely the one thing you need to improve on, is 24-hour live support for models, because they need it. Because they'll leave, and you know as well as I do, that if a model's not getting contact with you, they're like, bye-bye, I'm done,
you know,
I'm out.
I agree with you 100%. One of the things that kind of drives me bananas is there's certain things, like certain questions models are unsure how to ask because they don't understand. Like, a lot of my girls will come to me and ask me a question because they'll say the computer's broken. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong with it? Well, and then when they tell me what's wrong with it, I'm like, that's not the computer. That's Stream8. So sometimes the models don't understand, and it's easier if they're talking to somebody versus sending an email for a possible reply. And not just that, but sometimes my girls will send an email to Stream8, and Stream8 will kick their email back to me and to that model, and it'll say, your email has been sent to your studio owner. And then I'll read the email,
He's like, why the hell did you not answer the model? It's a question about the website. Answer her question. Why are you postponing an answer to your model?
Oh, my gosh. And that's what's so frustrating for the model because of the fact that, and if the model thinks that we're busy, like, you know, if you have a model that thinks, oh, my gosh, you know, Sage is too busy, she doesn't have time to ask me, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, ask the website. And that's exactly what happens is they send an email to, you know, StreamMate, and they're like, oh, my gosh, okay, for some reason the software isn't downloading or, you know, whatever it may be. Lord knows, you know, they think their computer is broken, whatever. So then you're right. The sucky thing is it takes, you know, anywhere up to 24 to 72 hours before a CAM model will get a response from StreamMate. And then it bounces back to the studio owners. And then everybody's looking at this email like, okay, great. Why didn't the model just call me, ask me the problem? But at the end of the day, the poor models are just like, okay, my studio owner is a little too busy. I don't want to bug them, so let me just go through StreamMate. And it totally sucks for the models at the end of the day. So StreamMate, I'm gonna send this radio show over to StreamMate and say, just listen. Me and Sage are saying it sucks. The customer service sucks at StreamMate when it comes to the models. The models need live 24/7 support.
Now, I appreciate everyone in the StreamMate office that answers my emails because I definitely do not send my emails to the support group. As does any studio owner, we all have a contact that we utilize, and our emails get answered pretty quickly. But sometimes the questions my model will ask will be, you know, that they can't catch a customer who keeps coming in and talking shit and leaving their room before they can block them. And they'll still send me that email. And it's like, I can't block that customer for her. You have to. Get it done.
Right. go ahead. I'm sorry.
I don't know if they just have it set up where any model that belongs to a studio, it's just automatically forwarded over. Or maybe that's why it does that. But I think they could be a little bit better at that one thing. If I had to make a complaint about streaming, that would be my one and only complaint.
No, and I completely agree with you. That's my, because I love StreamMate. Absolutely love, love, love. Only site that I work on. Absolutely love StreamMate. So I'm not putting StreamMate down. So, you know, if you guys are listening and when you come back and listen, don't be hating on me because I'm not hating on you. I'm just saying that for CAM models that have no way to contact anybody else, they really do need a better support system for those models. You know, because if I'm the model that's just now joining StreamMate and I have nobody to talk, like if I didn't have you or my studio, you know, or if I didn't have the contact like I have with StreamMate, if we didn't have that and we had to just go through email, I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? I'm out. I'm done. I'm not coming back because it's frustrating. It's like me calling, you know, freaking Best Buy on a computer that I've been waiting for 4 days, and I'll be like, you know what, screw it. I'm canceling my order. I'm going to go somewhere else and buy a new one. It's
right.
Simple. Yeah, it's like it's a very, very easy thing for girls to do, and then they go to these other websites, and then they're just like, oh, my gosh, I hate this. I'm doing everything in free chat for 5 cents. 5 cents on the token. I just got 5,000 tokens, and I'm making 5 cents per token.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously. Okay, boys and girls, we are going to have this amazing guest joining us here very, very soon. Once again, we're going to get back on this topic of rules. You CAM models out there, you should be following your webcam rules, especially if you're working on StreamMate. There's actually rules. Like, you don't show your junk under your tummy in free chat. Number one, do not do it. You just don't show that shit blind, like, or open it up. You just don't do it. Like, I click on some of these girls, I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Her vag is out. Or I see, like a dude fucking a vagina in free chat. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what the fuck are they doing? And then I'll have an idiot that comes into my chat room. Yes, I'm calling you an idiot because you're an idiot. Come into my chat room. How come you're not showing your pussy? Well, because you got to pay for my pussy, bitch.
Right.
And they're like, no, what do you mean I have to pay for it? I just saw it for free with this other girl. I'm like, well, it's because she ain't been caught yet.
Right. And you know what, too? I think there's some unspoken rules that, you know, aren't in our contract necessarily, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know we're not supposed to badmouth models while we're live, but I think it's an unspoken rule that you don't do it on your social media either.
Right? Oh, my Lanta.
That's
a whole other topic.
You know, like, I think that there's just some unspoken, there's some etiquette. Maybe it's that's a better way of saying it, some cam girl etiquette.
And you and I know that there's a lot of cam girls out there that do not know the cam girl etiquette. Seriously. Oh, my goodness. Like, you and I, like, when you sent me those messages just recently, it's
right.
cam girls that come into – that was freaking hilarious. I'm telling you what, that's
and
hilarious.
And by the way, I never got a response when I responded and asked who they belonged with. I never got a response.
Uh-huh.
So
oh,
totally trying to set me up.
Oh,
tell them,
my
like,
gosh.
I'm seasoned. I know better, man.
Right? Oh,
I
my goodness. Like, I was on
– I followed you.
I think it's hilarious when other cam models come into our chat rooms and they start talking shit because we know exactly that it's a cam model. You just know.
Yep.
You know when a cam model's talking shit in your room and you just blow it off, you let it go, is what it is. Okay, so here we go, boys and girls. I'm going to bring on this sexy chica. She is naughty, feisty, yummy, amazing, and I so am mad that I did not get to meet this chica when I was in Vegas. Like, she is so yummy. She's so cute and beautiful with nice bodacious tatas. So, everybody, I am bringing on Ms. Chelsea Ray. How are you, darling?
I wasn't sure if I was here or not. I was all, did I do that right?
Oh, you did it right. You're right here. You did it right.
I did it right.
You pressed
I'm
the
here.
Right button.
Here I am. What's
she
going
is here,
on,
folks? You are so cute and sexy. Miss Chelsea Ray is in the house right now with us. So, do you have clothes on, or are you naked, darling?
I actually just got out of an exclusive. I had to like jump off and call you, so I'm wearing what I'm wearing.
Oh, you jumped off after getting someone off. Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's dedication,
I love that.
Right?
Oh, seriously, that is serious dedication right there. It's like, yes, yes, yes. Dedication,
I was like,
dedication.
That was perfect timing that you came at like 4:18. You're awesome. Thanks.
Thanks. No, bye bye.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I gotta go. You can come listen to the show though.
You can
oh,
come again.
Yeah,
oh, my
exactly.
goodness.
I know.
I so wish that I would have had the chance to meet you while I was in Vegas. My trip was really, really quick. And I don't know if you and Sage have had the chance to meet. Have you girls actually met each other yet?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Well, no,
for fuck's sake.
I'll go in girls' rooms sometimes and chat with them and stuff, but I let you guys know, hey, what's up? I'm a cam model, and I always, like, hide my writing.
Right?
But
oh, my gosh. So let me ask you, Chelsea, when you do that, how much of a good response do you get from other models? Because I've been blocked from models over and over again.
Oh, yeah, I've been blocked. But you can tell the ones that are cool and the ones that are going
right.
to be bitchy about it, you know, because you can just see some cam models are just super bitches in general, and they're not
right?
even nice to the guys. So I know they're not going to be nice
right?
to me.
I ain't going to say any names. I am not throwing any names out there.
No, we won't name drop, but that's just how it is. And I mean,
oh my gosh,
it's funny
because so...
yeah, you do get a majority of the girls like that I go talk to, though. I tell them and they're cool about it because I can tell they're cool. But I won't, like I said, I won't go into some. Who wants to sit and chat with a girl that's being a bitch, anyways? I don't want to go and hang out in that girl's room.
Thank you, thank you. And that's the thing. This is another thing about us cam models. Us girls, like the three of us right here, like we're totally cool. We're chill. We'll talk to all the cam models that aren't bitches. Those of you out there in the bitch cam world, you know who you are. We don't like you, so you don't have to worry about us coming into your chat room because we already know who you are. We already know. You are not in the good cam circle. You're in the devil cam circle. Just saying.
That's funny. Like, yeah, exactly.
You're in the bad cam world, and you need to get out of that bubble because you're never going to make any money. You will not survive.
Well, it's just funny to me because there's a lot of girls that have done cams and like that's the only thing they've ever done. So I think that their mindset is just to sit in front of the camera and be pretty. You know, I've had other jobs. I've done sales. I've done all kinds of shit. I was in the fitness world for a minute. So I mean, I've done other shit and I've had to deal with other people in
you
like
with that
real life.
Body? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's funny. So you can't, you know, always just click block when you're sitting in front of someone's face, you know?
Seriously. Oh my gosh. I could say so many names. I'm not going to name drop right now because it would just be horrible. Like,
they know who they are. It's all good.
They know exactly who they are.
So,
oh my God.
Whatever.
So how long have you been with Cammy?
I started on MSC about, I want to say, I think it'll be 4 years coming up in like April or May.
Nice.
I was actually cocktailing in one of the strip clubs out here in Vegas, and I would like bust my ass for 8 to 10 hour shifts. And the one club that I was working in, I wasn't making as much as I wanted to. And one of my girlfriends actually got me into it. She was talking about how she was checking her wish list to see if some guy bought her a canoe. And I was like, what are you talking about? What wish list? And who's going to buy you a canoe? She's like, my wish list. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then she told me about webcams. And I'm like, I want people to buy me shit. I walk around half naked already in the club fucking trying to pump 50 cents for a drink, let alone, you know, staying at home and hanging out, you know. So I tried it one night before I went to work, and I made like almost $300 within like a couple hours before even going in. And then
you're like, fuck
I
this.
Stayed. Yeah, I went in. Well, no, I did go in for my shift because I'm a good worker, and I made like $80, and I worked all night long to make that $80. And I was just like, yeah,
wow,
I think I'm done.
Right?
So,
isn't that funny?
I mean, fuck, I wish I knew like to get into cams earlier because I feel like I could be retired by now if I did.
But oh my gosh, that's so
whatever.
True for all of us cam models. Seriously, if we would have done this when we were like just turning 18 years old, like we wouldn't be working right now doing anything except for sitting back fat and happy with a bank account. Literally.
Seriously, with like a little house in Spain and a somewhere else.
I'm way older than the two of you, so if I would have started when I was 18, oh my Lanta, I would have been doing very, very well.
Yeah, and I mean, cams has been around a long time, because I remember back when I was stripping, they tried doing webcam stuff within the club. They had like a little room that you could go into if you wanted to and do webcam stuff, but it wasn't what it is now. You know, it was
right.
It was like, go to the night at the strip club's website, and then you can pay for a membership to go see a girl and then tip her money for whatever she's doing in there, which the concept was cool, you know, but clearly it didn't get enough traffic as far as, you know.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well in your favor.
No, definitely not. Because then if you think about it, it's taking girls off the floor, you know, that they need out on the floor to entertain guys out there. So,
right. It's a great concept, though, for clubs that want to boost. I mean, it's a great idea for, you know, for strip clubs. If they want to have a little cam room and girls are having a little downtime or the club's a little slow, you know, throw the girls a little extra, little something-something here and there, and they can make some money. I mean,
and then
it's a great concept now
working,
that
right?
It's like, if the right people are doing the right thing in the right way.
They
just have to know the cam business. That's the whole trick to the trade, know the cam business.
Yeah, I know. Definitely learned a lot over the last few years.
So then what do you think about the topic of how the rules with a girl? Because, you know, you say you're on MFC also. Rules are completely different between the two sites. And you can give a lot of insight on this because, you know, MFC, and I've worked on MFC. I worked on there for a little while. And completely different than StreamMate because, you know, MFC, you can show everything under the gosh darn sun on there.
Oh, yeah. There's no holds bars or anything with that site.
Right? So do you think
it's... Yeah, you can...
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, sorry. Do I think what?
Oh, I thought Sage, were you going to say something? I'm sorry, honey.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Well, no, I mean, the difference with the two, I guess, obviously, is you can, like on MFC, you can sell everything, your phone number, panties, Snapchat. I mean, they don't care what you're selling on there. Whereas, you know, on StreamMate, it's like zero connection with, you know, the outside world. I didn't know when I first started on StreamMate that we weren't allowed to give out our Twitter. And so I had like this cute board in the back that lit up and I had my Twitter on the board. And then after like a few hours, I wasn't able to log in. Like they blocked me and so I was suspended for 24 hours. And I was like, what did I do wrong? And they're all, well, you're not allowed to give your Twitter out. So now you're suspended for 24 hours. And I mean, I had the backup site. I just went over and worked MFC, but it wasn't the same because I was making more money with StreamMate. So I was like, damn,
right,
I just got to go work MFC for the next, whatever, 24 hours, apparently.
Oh my gosh. And this is what I have said, and Sage and I have talked about before about the token sites. Girls, like, you know, I have nothing against token sites whatsoever. I have nothing against it. But you really, truly, at the end of the day, for the time you put in and the amount of tokens you make, you don't make as much money as you do on a pay-per-minute site such as StreamMate. It's completely apples and oranges. They do not compare whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, like, you also have the opportunity for guys to come in. And there's those ballers that like to just show tokens and throw down.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy that tipped me whatever amount of tokens it was. I don't know if it was 25,000 tokens or whatever, but it equaled $5,000. And that was my birthday present. So you get those guys on that site because they know you're making more because you get 50% of it over there. So they feel like they can give you more over there. Whereas on StreamMate, I feel like guys, you know, they know that we're only getting a certain cut. And then there's those poor girls that have signed up through an outside company that only get like 25%. That happened. That's actually one of my friends that's on the site right now. So she's getting a smaller percentage because she signed up through a host company, I guess, like for whatever.
Well, I work under a studio and I only make 25% and I've been with them for 7 years and I don't complain whatsoever. Just because of the fact that I have a great studio. So, I mean, it depends.
Yeah.
I think it depends on, you know, I wish I made that extra 10%? Sure, at the end of the day. But to me, it's like when I first started, I had that 24, you know, hours a day, 7 days a week customer support. And I had, you know, and I was taught the right way to do the camming through the studio I'm with. So to me, I was okay with not making that extra 10%. Now that I'm a seasoned cam model, do I think differently? Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, apples, oranges, what do you do at the end of the day?
And
I still make great
some
money.
Girls need the studio, too. Like, you know, because I always just do it out of my house, so it's not a big deal to me to have to go somewhere. But
oh no, I'm not in an actual physical studio. I mean a virtual studio, like my studio is based out of Florida. Yeah, it's a virtual studio.
The website you work for a studio at home.
Yeah,
there's very few that are actual buildings.
Right.
Because they have the outside buildings, and that's a great idea too for chicks that have kids and stuff that can't just start hanging out naked.
Right, like Sage, her studio, and I'm so surprised that you guys haven't even met because you're both in Vegas, but there's like a gazillion of you sexy bitches in Vegas.
So
her
many girls
studio
out here,
is, right, but Sage's studio, and I say this all the time, is the most amazing, beautiful thing ever to happen to StreamMate, seriously, because what she does with her girls and what her studio is insanely amazing, and it's perfect, for moms, or college girls that can't webcam at home and they need a place to go, and I'm telling you, her studio is insanely off the chain, totally. Like, I could drop the mic on that one. totally.
That one of the things we touched on earlier was kind of like cam girl rules, and I think that is one of them. I can remember way back, like, when we first started, Sammy, I don't recall ever saying to a customer how much money I made. And I feel like now girls release that information. And to me, why is it that customer's business? Really not. At the end of the day, if he gave you $20, then he spent $20. How much of that is yours is irrelevant. That's
why I don't think you want them to know how much you're really making.
So
let me
ask. About
my money to my customers. I don't think it's like.
Right, okay.
Almost all the StreamMate girls. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Almost all the StreamMate girls.
Majority of the StreamMate models get paid the same percentage unless their studio takes a percentage, which, by the way, mine does not. But most of the girls make the same percent. So when you tell a customer how much percent you make, you're giving away everybody's information.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't recall six, 7 years ago ever talking about that. But now it's like I'll see customers give a girl a $5 tip, and she'll be like, thanks for the $1.75.
Oh, no, that's
right?
Rude. I won't do that. But what
it's
I don't like is when a guy acts like $10 is the fucking world, and he wants me to do all this crazy shit for $10. And I'm like, yo, homie, I don't even get that full cut. I don't tell them exactly my percentages, but it's like the guys that act like we're supposed to fucking – drop to our knees and thank the Lord for that $10.
That's a damn customer.
Okay, but here's what I want to say to girls about talking about their percentage. I'm not going to say her name if you're listening, and I know you are because you're a hater of me. And if you're a hater of me, then I know you're a hater of Sage and you're a hater of Chelsea, because we're all sun cam models and we really like our job and you hate yours. So you know who you are. And she will post this. She posts
I'm gonna
this
get a bunch of fucking
on her topic.
When I log back in, I can already tell.
She posts this in her topic, and she's always on the front page. You know who you are. I'm going to say no more. She posts this in her topic. I only make 35%. I only make 35% on this website, so make sure that you're talking to me or I'm going to block you. Bitch, you just got cock blocked because these guys don't want to watch you to begin with because you're already bitching and complaining without saying a word. You're typing it. Just say.
That's not okay. Sorry.
No, that's. Like, who does that? I only make 35% on this website, and if you're not talking to me, I'm going to block you. Well, you know what, bitch?
Yes.
You just got cock blocked because I'm done. Moving on to the next vagina. Just saying.
Yeah, there is lots of girls that do that. I've definitely been blocked from girls' rooms because I'll sit in there and watch them for a second from my perv account, and then all of a sudden I get blocked. I'm like, what did I do? And it's
right?
Like you're just sitting there. You're not doing anything.
You know what I do now? I mean, which me, I have my, obviously, you know, my free account. You know, we all have a free account. You can log in to StreamMate. You have a free account. But 98% of cam models don't pay attention to the people who are logging in on a free account just to check people. But I go in there to look at these models, so I'm thinking, okay, wait, this model, you know, she's pretty or she's cute or she's quirky. You know, let me check out her, you know, because if I see them on social media, I go check out their cam shows or their cam
yeah.
page. And if they're bitches, like the one I was just speaking of, then I'm just like, are you kidding me? I would never, if I was a guy or a girl or a couple spending money to watch a cam model and they're posting that, like, I only make 35% on this website. So you're telling me you're only making 35 cents to my dollar that I'm going to spend for you. Do you really think that turns me on? Fuck no. It's like put in your title or your topic, hey, I'm so happy to see you, you know, now let's come together. You know, put something fun. Put something like, you know, I want to talk about fucking you in the ass or something. You know, something other than what you're making, why you're hating the website, why you hate your job. I mean, go get a job at fucking Kmart or Walmart because you're really, really irritating.
And then
go
you can get your full percentage of your minimum wage, I guess, you know, whatever.
Yeah, right?
You don't have to tell your Kmart customers that you're only getting a percentage of.
Well, the minimum wage is $15, but I'm really only making, you know, $10, and I'm so sorry it's taking me so long to bag your groceries.
That would be hilarious. Oh, my God.
And you might want to go back to aisle 69. Go back to aisle 69, grab some more coconut oil, because I'm going to fuck you in the ass by the time I ring up your whole order. Like,
oh, that's funny.
Seriously. Okay,
yeah.
So let's change this up. We've got a caller that's been waiting so patiently. Oh, Johnny boy, darling, what do you got for us, love?
Greetings, my dear. How are you?
You're fabulous.
We're amazing.
I just had to buzz in since I saw that you had Miss Chelsea on. I remember when she started on the other website, and from the first glance when I saw her, I was immediately floored by just how good-looking she was. And I'm telling you, if guys haven't checked her out, they definitely need to. She's super cool. And this girl can just flat out kill it when she does vintage glam style photo shoots. I mean, it is ridiculous how amazing they look.
No, I know.
Yeah, those are fun for me. I like doing those kind of shoots. I'm actually going to do another shoot in April. I'm just trying to decide how I want to do it. But yeah, those are fun.
Well, I
just that is show a little bit of love. And to what you girls were talking about with the sites earlier, yeah, I think it's probably a good thing if you're getting involved in that to know the rules of each specific area you're working. That way you don't end up costing yourself money, because the more foolishness you do costing yourself money, well, there you go. It's going to be awful hard to maintain a clientele basis every time you get suspended, too.
That is
right.
True.
Very, very true. Very, very true.
Don't get suspended. I'm good. I don't get suspended anymore.
Right? The only way us girls now get suspended is if we just have a brain fart. And actually, no, we don't get suspended. Like, I don't even remember the last time I got suspended. Like, it just doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't happen anymore. But we know. But for all these other girls or guys, couples, whatever, when they don't realize what they're doing wrong is wrong, it sucks for them because they haven't taken the time to read the model handbook that is on StreamMate. I'm telling you, just it's really simple. go read the shit, and you'll know what to and what not to do if you can't get in touch with customer support. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. Just read.
All right, Johnny.
A little. Girls don't like to read, though.
Yeah, read. And if you can't read it, just, you know, like text one of us or something. And, oh, wait, if you can't read, then you can't text us. So never mind.
Yeah, sorry.
I do have a quick question for you, for all three of you. Being that there are certain rules of things you can't do, is there a place where you can distribute stuff outside of your web work, which allows you to make extra revenue?
Obviously.
Chelsea, you go ahead and answer that first, darling.
I mean, here's the thing, like with MFC, like you can pretty much do all the same stuff, you know, with MFC, with selling numbers, panties, shoes. You know, I've sent freaking stinky old sandals to somebody that wanted to buy those off me. You know, it's just StreamMate's just very strict with it. But, you know, my free cams isn't. And I even set up Skype through my free cams. That's not a problem either. So, I mean, there's definitely avenues of doing it. Stop it.
Okay.
What about
answer.
You, Sade? Did I lose you, Sage? Sage Montana. I think I lost her. God damn it, Sage. Those giant titties of yours get lost. Where
dropped
the hell
call.
Those right? As for me, when it comes to my selling panties and everything else, I just basically, for me, because everybody knows I only cam on StreamMate now, like I'm too busy and I don't have time to do multiple websites. So for me, I just keep it on social media. If the guys want my panties, they know, just, you know, if you're following me, you can send me a direct message. You want my panties, my shoes, my bras, my toys, whatever. It's like, you know,
yeah.
I just keep it right there on social media. And then that way it keeps me out of trouble with StreamMate because, you know, like you just said, it's like, it's a strict moment. You just have to be, you know, very, very careful. And like, I remember girls that have sold their laptops on StreamMate, and that is a very scary thing because they have,
what?
And models don't realize when they sell their laptops to customers, whether it be, you know, through the webcam site or whatever they're trying to sell through, these guys have complete control of everything that you put into your computer. So
why
you cam
would you
models
sell your
out
laptop
there
to them? I don't get it. I don't understand. Why would
yeah,
you do that?
Girls have done it over and over and over because they're like, oh, it's a part of me, and I've got pictures in there, and I've got this, and I've got that. But they don't realize that if they – their computer is a brain. Everything is in there. And if you sell this to,
well, yeah,
you know, somebody who knows what they're doing, they find out everything that you've input to that computer
wow,
like for – God knows how long you've done it. So there's some not so smart cam models out there that I feel really sorry for. I really truly do, because it's it can just be very, very scary. Okay,
super
Johnny,
scary.
Honey, is that all you have for us, baby doll?
Yes, I bid you all a marvelous evening, and it was nice to speak with you, Ms. Chelsea.
Aw, thank
you,
Johnny, baby.
It was nice chatting with you, Johnny.
Later, Sage.
Hi, Sage is here.
Later.
I had a business call. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was like, oh, no, did I lose you? Did I lose my Sage Montana?
She's back.
She's back. Okay, so we have another caller that's waiting. Let me bring him on right here. Let me guess. Is this our fabulous sweet pea?
Yes, it is. Hello, Sammy, Sage, and Chelsea. How are you all doing tonight?
Yay.
Hello.
All yeah. right, Sweet Pea, because, you know, we're coming up to the
okay.
end of our show, so I'm going to let you – I know you've got some questions for Chelsea, so I'm going to let you throw that out there. What do you got there for us, Sweet Pea?
So I was noticing, Chelsea, in your bio on StreamMate that you do fetishes. What do you like to do as part of your fetishes with customers?
I mean, I'm pretty open with whatever fetishes that guys are into. Like, I use, and all the fetishes I do in exclusive. So it'll be like strap-ons, role-playing, it just kind of whatever, financial domination, like whatever kind of, you know, cock-holding. I'm pretty open with everything that I do with the fetishes.
Nice.
So I guess the questions should be, Sweet Pea, what fetish would you like her to do when you take her exclusive?
Right.
Oh, the sky's the limit. Anything.
I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, because there's a reason why you asked that. So, you know.
I know, and the thing is I feel like, you know, when we're online, we can't see you, you know, I don't know who the people are on the other side, so when guys
right.
ask me what fetishes I'm into, I'm like, whatever, throw it at me, what are you into, and I'll tell you yes or no if that's what I'm going to do, you know, some guys, their fetish is just
yeah.
having my toes in the camera the whole time, so I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to say yes or no, and then you know, move on with it. But guys
yes.
go, oh, I don't
well,
know.
Well, and a lot of the time, the guys, if they ask us, you know, what fetishes, they'll ask us what fetishes do we do. And then we're like, well, what would you, you know, what is your fetish? What do you want? And then all of a sudden they log out of the chat room. And it's like,
yeah,
why did you ask me? Like, you're asking me, and I'm asking you, like, what turns you on? What is your fetish? It's like, nobody can see what you look like. Nobody knows who you are. Tell me what you want, and I will tell you if I'm going to give you exactly what you want. If you want my fist in your ass, I'm going to put my motherfucking fist in your ass. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay, Sweet Pea.
Not a fist
so
in
what
my
is
ass,
it?
But...
What is your fetish? What do you want
from
Chelsea? What do you want Chelsea to do to you? I want to hear it.
I do like dirty talking.
What?
Well,
no,
I
what?
Know you can do better, Sweet Pea. That's
come
not
on,
a fetish. Everybody
us,
likes dirty
us.
Talking.
Come on. Yeah, I know, right? That's camel.
But I do like dirty talking, toy play, and some other fetishes.
And what are the other fetishes?
Come on, Sweet Pea, tell us.
I mean,
Sleepy, we share our naked bodies with you online. Come on, you can at least share some of your naughtiness with us girls. Come on, bring it on.
Well, I mean, just I know being with girls, especially you beautiful ladies. So I can think of so many, but they're like involved on the bed, you know.
Well, that's why we're good at what we do, and we create that fantasy. So you just got to figure out exactly what you want when you're in a show with one of us, and then we can kind of go from there, you know?
Yes.
Jeez.
And
so
by the
in
way,
other words, Sleepy, any one of us could throw on a strap on, lay on the bed, and fuck you in the ass.
Pop?
Yes.
Yes, that's what
I do have
it
to say, yes, Chelsea.
It just takes us bringing
Sorry.
It out in you.
I do have to say, Chelsea, I love your photos that you hang.
Well, on my page?
Yes.
Or on Twitter? What do you
on
my profile?
On StreamMate. On the street.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I try to get pictures up there that are, you know, going to lure people into my room. So hopefully that's working.
You know what, that's
well,
another topic that I want to bring up, too, later on, another date. all right, Sweet Pea, honey, any more questions that you have for us there, darling?
Enjoy the rest of your wonderful and always know that I love you all.
You too.
Well, thank you. Have a fabulously stroking good night there, Sweet Pea. Make sure you go get some coconut oil. It always works great for the balls and the cock.
Yes. Take care, ladies. I'll be working on my beef
yes.
stroganoff.
Oh, nice.
Beef
go keep
stroganoff.
Beef stroganoff. Oh, such a naughty
well,
man you are this, Sweet
Pea.
Oh, Sweet Pea, what do you do? Oh, my goodness. All right, ladies, we are coming up to the end of the show. Chelsea, you're absolutely amazing. Great body, beautiful woman, beautiful personality. And once again, I'm so pissed that I didn't get to see you when I was in Vegas. But it's going to happen. It's going
I'm
to
sure
happen.
I'm sure you'll be back at some point. I'm not going anywhere for a while.
I know, right? And I'm not that far away. I'm only in San Diego. So you can always plan
you're
a trip
like
down
my neighbor.
Here, too. Right?
Oh, I know, huh? Yeah, I
seriously.
Love
hello, beaches
yeah.
in San Diego. Sammy and Chelsea
yeah, no, I love
on
it.
The beach. Ooh,
ooh. On the beach.
On the beaches. Yeah. Oh, my Lanta. Okay, stupid girls. Stupid girls. All right,
I
Chelsea.
Have to go. I'm serious.
Oh my God!
All right, cool. This
okay,
is fine.
Give me your shout out, there, sister. Let everybody know where to find you, social media, you know, your webcam links, all that yumminess.
I would say a majority of the time, Twitter is going to be your best bet. Naughty Chelsea Ray. So just find me there, and then you can contact me for whatever, Streammate
or
my free camp. You know, either way, whatever. There it is.
Yeah, and her streammate cam link is Chelsea, that's CHELSEA_RAE.camodels.com. Make sure you check that link out. The bitch is sexy, I'm just saying. I've stalked her. She's naughty, naughty, naughty. I like looking at her. She's naughty, naughty Chelsea. And
naughty.
Her Twitter is at NAWTYCHELSEARAE. Naughty Chelsea Ray. And Miss Sage Montana, give me your shout outs, love.
You guys can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at Sage in Vegas. Of course, you can see all my live shows at SageMontanaXXX.campmodel.com or text me at Panther.com/SageMontana and I'll be live here in about 5 minutes. So come and play.
What? Nice, nice. Okay, everybody, you know where to follow me, at SammyBrook69 on Twitter. And also, I've been, like, boosting up my Instagram account and been a little bit active on that lately. And that's Sammy_Brook69. And then also, you can catch me live on streaming at Sammy_Brooks.camodels.com. Once again, make sure you check all of us girls out on Streammate and our Twitters, our Instas, everything. Just Google us, bitches. That's all you got to do.
Pretty much.
Just Google us. Yeah, just put in our name on Google, and for some reason, you know, like, we're just, like, right there. Fuck, that means all these government officials are watching us live. Yes!
Yes, they are.
They get paid enough.
They know what we're up
to. They can afford our fucking cam shows. Jeez. Which is another topic I'm going to bring up another time. All right, girls, you have a fabulous evening. Chelsea, you're fucking amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you
like,
for having
bitches.
Me.
No, you are awesome. Thank you for coming yes. onto the show.
I'm going to be
all right, ladies.
More often.
All right, Sage, you go get to your masturbation. Chelsea, you get back to your masturbation. Me,
yep.
I'm going to go throw a steak on the fucking grill. All right?
Well, I'll
talk to you girls later. I'll talk to you sexy girls later. All right, on that note, we're out. All right, bye,
bye
girls.
Bye.
Bye.
nigga bracket. Legend of the fall took the year like a bandit. Bought mama a crib and a brand new wagon. Now she hit the grocery shop looking lavish. Star Trek group in the race of con. Girls get loose when they hear the song. 100 on the dash, get me close to God. We don't pray for love, we just pray for cause. House so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks of table cut from ebony. Cut that ever into skinny pieces. Then she clean up with her face, but I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You talking about me, I don't see a shade. Switch out my side, I take any lane. I switch out my core if I kill any pain.